This is Radio Free Pro Wrestling, your home for smart and stunning wrestling debate. With lifelong wrestling fans, Sean and Ashley, let the debate begin.
Welcome to a special edition of Radio Free Professional Wrestling. If you were with us this past Sunday, we were doing our live stream. And towards the end of the show, we're about ready to do our AEW predictions. And somehow, some way, a lot of things went wrong, and we kind of lost the audio and video to that part of it. So we're back here on this special edition to give you our AEW Revolution preview show. Just moments after AEW Dynamite went off the air, and Ashley, I feel like 1998 because I saw Sting come down from the rafters.
Yeah, right after a main event by Lionheart Chris Jericho.
Exactly. I just feel like I should get my Walkman out and go do a walk around the block now.
Very nostalgic ending there.
It was. But talk about this AEW Dynamite show. It was a good go-home show with a very weird main event until Excalibur is playing the situation with Atlantis Jr. and the fact that Atlantis Sr. was Chris Jericho's tag team partner in CMLL at the beginning of Chris Jericho's career. Like we were talking about before we went live, we were talking about this match should have been the opening match of the show, and Eddie Kingston and FTR versus the Bahamut Club could have been your main event.
Yeah, I think I definitely would have swapped them around, especially because they did like that video package, but it was at the beginning of the show. I would have just followed it right with the match because genuinely, when they announced the match, I've kind of said my piece on how I feel about Chris Jericho right now and how I could use a break from him, but the video package that they put together made this match seem very interesting, so I was kind of hoping they would have just followed through right after with the match.
Exactly. Then Chris Jericho could easily just hop back on the bus to the Fozzie bus and go on tour again for a couple more weeks. It'd be cool. It'd be fine.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was hoping. Like, I'm hoping if he is going to kind of stick around, they just, please, for the love of God, keep Sammy away from him.
Exactly. Keep Sammy Guevara away from the Vortex of Jericho. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, let him have these one-off matches if he needs to be here, I guess, for right now.
Okay, so leaving AEW Dynamite, how do you feel about AEW Revolution? Are you more excited than you were going into tonight?
For some of the matches, particularly the World Championship match and the Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson match, yes. We didn't see much progression on like things like Deonna Purrazzo and Toni Storm yet tonight. But nice to see, again, like, I think Orange Cassidy and even Roderick Strong has had a really great build and a lot of stuff continuing into tonight.
You know, it was kind of interesting to see this open challenge. They called it an open challenge for the international title match this evening on Dynamite. But we kind of already knew that earlier today they put out the card on Twitter. It was going to be Nick Wayne. So you have Nick Wayne coming down here for this match, and I was going like, I know they're not going to switch to the title right before the pay-per-view. Do you really want to give Nick Wayne the L here? And, they kind of worked their way around to save it with having the interference from Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. So, makes sense, you know.
Yeah, a lot of shenanigans at the end of that match, though.
True. So, ladies and gentlemen, me and Ashley will have a little competition. If you're a longtime member of Radio Free Professional Wrestling, you know that back in the day, me and David had the Churchill Cup, and we would go at it mano a mano, picking all the matches and seeing who could get the most right answers to who wins the matches. So we can't call it the Churchill Cup, so I'm going to ask you, our loyal listeners, we need a name for this competition. And I'm going to let you guys name this competition. So hit us up on Twitter at Radio Free PW. And the best answer to this question, we'll think of a prize. We can get a prize for you guys. With that being said, Ashley, I will allow you first selection of match. Which match do you want to take first?
Well, I figure because I was kind of gushing about it. Let's start off with Brian Danielson and Eddie Kingston.
Okay. Eddie Kingston versus Brian Danielson. How are you going to play this, Ashley? I got a feeling I know who you're going to pick. This is kind of hard for you. These are two of your favorites.
They are two of my favorites. And this rival, but this rivalry is one of my favorites too. I think Eddie gets his handshake. I think Brian Danielson has made this year about just being the best, but also putting over every single person he can. And I think he sees so much in Eddie Kingston, and that's why he works with him the way he does. But everything they have done from like their first few matches, even just a few years ago and stuff, like I got to see the one on Rampage live. I was there for that one. One of my favorite all-time matches to see live. So to see these guys still continuing to go after this, definitely a top favorite feud in AEW.
Okay, so I know Nigel's going to be mad at me, but heck with it. I think after what we saw on AEW Dynamite this evening, and the fact that Eddie Kingston got passed out in that triangle choke, it only makes sense for Eddie Kingston to get the win at AEW Revolution, and we close this chapter in the American Dragon Farewell Tour, and we're on to whoever he faces next.
I definitely see that. Listen, if they switch it up and they go the other way, I'm not going to be mad. But I think this rivalry is more on the respect and stuff, and I think that's what they're going to lean on. And after all of the taunting that Brian Danielson has done, to watch Eddie give him that big grin when he knows that Brian Danielson has to shake his hand, it's going to make it all worth it.
Very, very true. So allow me to select the next match. And why not? We'll just go here. We'll go through Katesha versus Will Frickin' Ospreay. And if you watched AEW Dynamite this past evening, Will Ospreay made an appearance, and apparently he lost his luggage along the way, so he was in his green track suit, and he literally made a joke that he looked like Kermit the Frog on leg day.
That's a good line.
Now, this match is interesting because if you watch the show tonight, there's a little tension here between Katesha and Will Ospreay. And even though Don Callis is trying to play this off as like, hey, we're all one big happy family, this is just two birds going at it, I got a feeling Katesha is going to get the victory here by some underhanded means. So give me Katesha.
Ooh. I was going to go Ospreay. I think having his big debut match, I don't know if they're going to push him, like, he's in this heel faction, but obviously he's very clearly a babyface with the fans. So how they're going to work this dynamic, at least for the time being, with him kind of coming out with Will Ospreay is going to be interesting. Definitely just side note, hoping that Kyle Fletcher gets his stuff sorted out soon, because I want to see the dynamic when he comes back. But I'm going to take Ospreay. I think he's going to overcome, but I think this is going to push Takeshita into like being one of the biggest heels in AEW.
You know, this victory by Katesha, if it happens, could be the match that makes this gentleman's career in AEW. We all see it. There's so much talent there. I just wonder if Tony has the balls to make Will Ospreay lose his first official match with AEW? Question mark.
Listen, after they had him beat Kenny Omega twice last year, I think anything is possible. They know the sky's the limit with Takeshita.
So, are you with me? Are you taking Katesha? Or are you going with Will Ospreay?
I'm going with Ospreay. I'm sticking with Ospreay.
Okay, so Ashley, what is the third match we're looking at?
Tony Storm and Deonna Purrazzo.
Okay, so Thomas Tony Storm versus Deonna Purrazzo for the AEW Women's Championship. They're supposed to have two split interviews coming up on Collision on Saturday night before the pay-per-view, or maybe a face-to-face. We don't know right now. going into this, I feel like Toni Storm has had the upper hand in this one. I'll allow you to first pick, Ashley.
I think I'm just going to go with my heart. I want Toni to win, so I'm picking Toni.
You know, it still feels like it's too early to take that title off of her. This Thomas Toni Storm thing has caught on like wildfire. And you still got this other chapter of Mariah May in the background. Is Mariah May going to eventually turn on Toni or whatever? And I feel like Deonna Purrazzo can handle a loss here, even though it's like her first big match in AEW. There's still some time for her to get her hands on that title. We can spin her off into a TBS title feud with Julia Hart or something. So I'm going to go with you. I'm picking Toni Storm to carry the day.
Hey, and no one said it has to be a clean win. Like you said, Mariah May is always there as a background character. And you also have Luther who tends to get involved. So,
well, you know, you're speaking about people interfering in matches. Allow me to go to this match. We're going to the TNT title match. It's Daniel Garcia versus Christian Cage and his family. Yet again, two of your favorites. Who are you going to pick?
See, now this is tough because this is another head versus heart one. Head says Christian Cage, heart says Daniel. I think with this one, I think Christian... I think he's going to hang on to this. I think we still have some more stuff to go back to with Copeland. But technically, we don't need the title for that, you know? So I'm going to go with Christian, but I'm going to go with Christian.
Well, if anybody remembers, I usually sometimes go out on the limbs on these prediction shows. So allow me to do this again. I feel like Christian has had a nice long run with this TNT title. He has elevated it up. It's time to move him on to another title. Maybe an AEW world title level feud with Samoa Joe. So give me Daniel Garcia to get this title. And maybe we start seeing some cleats in this family. Maybe Killswitch or Nick Wayne tries to interfere and causes Christian the title. Maybe, question mark.
Honestly, I wouldn't like to see the whole thing break up, but I feel like Killswitch is kind of some unnecessary weight in this faction. He doesn't really tend to do all that much except kind of hit and runs. So I could, and we've had the like weird tension with Christian and him before, so I could definitely see something like that happening. I wouldn't be upset with that.
Well, you know, he seems to be like the third wheel in this operation. And especially since we added Nick Wayne's mom into this group, he really feels like the third wheel.
He almost feels like, yeah, like even like a further back wheel. Like, it's kind of weird because he was kind of like so prominent with like Jungle Boy at the beginning and even at the beginning of the stuff with Christian. And now he's kind of been more of an afterthought. So I could definitely see them moving on from him at least being in the group.
Very true. So, what match do you want to take on next?
Let's see. What do we got? Oh, let's talk about the tag match. FTR and BCC.
Okay, here we go. We just saw 27 minutes of a excellent trios match between FTR and Eddie Kingston versus the Blackpool Combat Club. Now, coming Sunday, we got this, the second of the tag team title matches between these two teams. Ashley, I'm going to say that Blackpool Combat Club comes out here victorious. I feel like we're going to see them run roughshod over FTR in North Carolina.
Oof. I'm going with FTR.
I mean, they are the home state team.
I will say, I truly, like, I think it depends on what in real life is happening with Cash Wheeler, who has some real life stuff going on with like, court case right now. But they seem to have like faith that he's going to be available because they've kept him in these high profile storylines and on TV throughout everything kind of going on. I still pick them to win though. No titles on the line, no like kind of just respect on the line. I'm going with FTR.
You know, this could be one that decides this contest for us. We'll just have to see how that plays out. So allow me to pick the next match. And I'm going to pick the international title match, Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong. I get a feeling that there'll be a Matt Taven and a Mike Bennett interference here somewhere, somehow, some way. Actually, I'll allow you to have the pick here. Are you going Orange Cassidy or Roderick Strong, Nick Strong?
This is genuinely, I think, one of the tougher ones to pick on the card because, like, when you think of the international title now, you think of Orange Cassidy, but they've almost built this storyline to be, like, the logical endpoint for his title reign. I don't know. I think I'm going to stick with Orange Cassidy right now. I'm hoping we don't put all the gold on the Undisputed Kingdom, though, and I think that's the only reason I'm picking Orange Cassidy.
But they want to fulfill the Undisputed Kingdom's destiny to have all the gold in AEW. Oh, wait a minute, never mind. That was the Undisputed Era in WWE. I'm sorry, my bad.
I genuinely, like I said, it's tough.
With that being said, allow me to check the calendar here. Oh, wait a minute, Roddy, I'm sorry. It's not November. It's not next strong month. I'm sorry. Give me Orange Cassidy to keep this title yet another month.
I'm so, kind of hoping we get some more run-ins on this one. I feel like all of these run-ins for this specific feud with like Trent, Rocky, Undisputed Kingdom and stuff, I feel like this is kind of leading into maybe someone coming into this. Like I'm hoping like maybe Chucky T comes back and is healthy or something and can come back in. Possibly maybe even Okada helping out his boy OC.
A little chaos reunion there. Maybe this possibly, who knows? Maybe we're heading on to one of Stadium Set P matches. Maybe question mark.
Plus, like, I'm not opposed to the idea of Okada and Adam Cole having, like, a singles program when Adam Cole is healthy.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony. Take our money. Just go ahead and book that match. Yeah, yeah, true. Go ahead. Yes. Okay, so I do believe you have the next pick of matches here.
All right. So what do we only have? All right, let's talk about this weird one, because we just got this announcement today.
Okay, so you're saying we should talk about... Hang on a second, let me save this. Okay, so you're saying we should talk about this All-Star Scramble match. This replaces this big, beefy man match they had going into this week. Today, we found out that some of the members are injured. They can't get enough people to fill that match out. So Tony has come up with this one, and the winner of this contest gets a future AEW World title shot.
Yeah, so we have right now 6 competitors out of the 8 that are already named, and then 2 will be decided in some qualifiers this weekend on Collision. Kind of a weird lineup, I would say. I think maybe the main point is to have Wardlow win this, though. It kind of seemed like maybe that was the point of Meat Madness, so I feel like maybe they're going to stick with that. But putting somebody like Chris Jericho in there, they might just give it to him. I think I'm going to stick with Wardlow, though.
Okay, I do believe you got sound logic here. And I got a feeling that out of these qualifiers, we're going to have the gentleman from CMLL to win the one on Rampage. And I do believe it's going to be Penta maybe on Collision in that triple threat between him, Brian Keith, and Dante Martin. But you know what? You have Wardlow. Give me Powerhouse Hobbs. Let's do something with Hobbs. Hobbs power.
Genuinely, especially after like his performance this week, I wouldn't be upset.
True. You know, he could break away from the family. We could give him Mark Henry. We can get this thing rolling.
I'd be in for it.
Okay, we're down to the final two matches. And how do I want to play this? This is always the fun part. Well, you know what? There's only one match for me to pick. I'm going to the AEW Tag Team title match. It's staying in Darby Allin with Ric Flair versus these no good Public Enemy number one EVPs. No, I will not call you Matthew and Nicholas Young Buck. You are Matt and Nick, and you're going to get Scorpion Deathrock. Give me Darby Allin and Sting.
This one is. I talked about Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong being maybe the toughest one to call, but I think this is the toughest one to call. Having Sting go out on top, like we've seen in the past, like people have done it. I would certainly love it. I think everybody would love it, especially the hometown crowd. I just don't know if it happens with this new persona the Young Bucks have. They are very much like the villains in like a thriller horror movie. Like one of those ones that like, you know, they're guilty. You know, they're terrible and up to no good, but there's nothing you can do to stop them or prevent it from happening again type of thing. And I feel like they're going to maybe use some of this EVP power come Revolution. I'm going to take them for the win. I don't know how it's going to go down.
Okay, so let's see from your side. I got a feeling that the EVPs will find a way to cheat and steal the sucker. Maybe their handpicked referee gets involved. He doesn't see nothing they do. And that's how they do this and get the titles off Sting and Darby Allin.
Classic, classic Rick Knox.
Or like I said, he is this generation's Nick freaking Patrick, and that's all they're missing. They need their own referee.
They have their own in Rick Knox. I have been... Rick Knox has driven me up a wall since like the beginning of AEW.
He has me too, because there's times where I just want to go like, you know that meme where the two guys are sitting at the table going like, hey, is that what you do here? Well, I left you with one match. And the reason I left you with this one match is because I know your favorite person in AEW is in this match. It's the AEW World Title match. And allow me to do this. We got Samoa Joe as the champion versus Heyman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland, who fell to the biggest coup ever. And he took his eye off of Paige long enough for him to get hit with a crutch?
Not only took his eye off of him, but also threw salt in the wound of the B and E, the breaking and entering, and threatened. E used the words threatened his infant son. Like, we never used those words. He did, so he showed himself to be more ruthless. I am so excited for this match. This is, I think, one of the better programs like for the World Heavyweight title we've had in a bit, like long term going. Samoa Joe is fantastic, and I think he's going to retain at this pay-per-view, only because I think Hangman and Swerve's bitter hatred for each other is going to cost them. Whether it's Hangman who costs Swerve or Swerve who ends up costing Hangman, Samoa Joe is too experienced to not pick up on an opportunity like these two guys, capitalizing on their hatred for each other.
Well, my friend, I feel like you have made a wise decision here. And this for the simple fact that Swerve Strickland had the audacity to remind us that Samoa Joe at one time was on commentary at WrestleMania wearing a poncho. He had to bring that back up.
He even tweeted out the photo.
So he's poking the bear that is Samoa Joe. So, Swerve, you're supposed to be this genius. You're supposed to be this evil genius that's kind of a baby face. My friend, you are failing. You're poking the freaking bear, and I'm picking Samoa Joe to retain his title here.
I will say, I did love his promo tonight, Swerve Strickland's in particular, because I feel like we're kind of starting to see that shift in his behavior now. Before, he seemed more ruthless about what he did to Hangman. Like, I don't give a damn. I did this to you. Screw you and your family. And then tonight, he was kind of just like, hey, man, I respect what you did. I went for you because you were the top guy. And, like, this was my way to get to you, to get into your head, to just get one up on you. And now, like, it's done. And, like, I'm moving on to my, destiny, my time. And I was like, they're going to, like, turn him into the full-fledged babyface. And when they do, and I think it's going to have to come after Hangman Adam Page screws him, like, completely out of this belt.
Oh, exactly. I'd guarantee you that there's no way on this planet Swerve Strickland's leaving Greensboro, North Carolina with that title if Hangman Adam Page has anything to say about it.
Listen, those two could feud forever the way they're building this. Like, this is going to be like a blood feud.
Yeah, this could be right over the Hatfield and the McCoys, really. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have selected every single match on the official AEW Revolution card, as we know it, on February the 28th, 2024. Granted, there's probably going to be like 4 0-hour matches tossed on here that we'll find out over the next couple days. So,
we didn't get any tonight, honestly.
You know, actually, that's kind of surprising. We didn't get one match for 0 hour. I'm like, are you? Yeah, they're doing a 0 hour. I know they're going to do a 0 hour. You can't fool me.
Right. And they usually at least put like 2 to 3 on there.
Exactly. With that being said, we will not be live streaming on Sunday night because AEW Revolution is on Sunday. And we'll be watching that. And I'll be celebrating Sting, Scorpion, Death Drop, Nate, and Matt Jackson. I might cut that clip. I might just repeat that clip. But we'll be back here Monday, tentatively 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, Radio Free Pro Wrestling on YouTube, Radio Free PW on Twitter's where we usually stream. So, Ashley, best of luck to you, and I'll see you on Monday. And I hope I win, because usually with David, I always lose, so I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. We'll see. Scissor guns up.
Scissor guns up.
Christina here. On behalf of the guys, thanks for listening. Like the show? Do us a favor and share it with a friend. Have a stunning question? Email it to the show at radiofreeprowrestling@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Radio Free Pro Wrestling. Stay stunningly.